Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and tonight we'll be featuring a classic 1956 album from singer Lee Wiley, West of the Moon, along with our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song, all coming up on Afterglow. Our theme music comes from Fred Astaire's 1952 recording of Dancing in the Dark, with Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. We'll have music tonight for you from Horace Silver, Oscar Brown Jr., Henry Mancini, Mel Torme, Jim Hall and Ron Carter, and Dizzy Gillespie, as well as a new track from singer Madeline Peru. And in the second hour, we'll have some mid-1950s recordings from vocalist Lee Wiley, whose West of the Moon LP, with arrangements by Ralph Burns, is just about to be reissued by Mosaic Records. We're going to start off with an old Ray Noble song. He was a British bandleader who wrote a number of songs that became jazz standards. This one performed by Mose Allison, I Hadn't Anyone Tell You, on Afterglow.
I hadn't anyone till you. I was a lonely one till you. I used to lie awake and wonder if there could ever be someone in this wide world just meant for me. Now I see I had to save my love for you. I never gave my love till you. And with my lonely heart demanding it, Cupid took a hand in it. I hadn't anyone till you.
Thank you.
Madeline Peyrou, accompanied by a string quartet there doing Once in a While from her new CD, Half the Perfect World. Madeline Peyrou on vocals and guitar, Sam Yale on piano and organ, Dean Parks on guitar, David Pilch on bass, and Jay Bellarose on drums, a CD that we'll be featuring on an upcoming Afterglow. Before that, we heard Horace Silver from his 1956 Blue Note album, Six Pieces of Silver, doing his composition Enchantment. Horace Silver on piano, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Doug Watkins on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. And we started off with Mose Allison doing I Hadn't Anyone Tell You, a Ray Noble song that he recorded in 1958 from a recently reissued edition of his prestige album, Mose Allison Sings, Allison on piano and vocals, Addison Farmer on bass, and Nick Stabulis on drums. We'll have music in our next set from Henry Mancini, Mel Torme, and also a little preview of Lee Wiley, a much earlier recording of hers than what we'll be featuring in the second hour of the program this evening. We're going to be featuring a classic jazz vocal record by her that's about to be reissued by Mosaic Records called West of the Moon. We'll be hearing a much earlier recording that involves two rather passionate loves of Lee Wiley's, both present at the recording session. First, here's Oscar Brown Jr. with Please Send Me Someone to Love on Afterglow.
Someone to love. Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace of mind. And if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love, someone to love. Show the world how to get along. Peace will enter when hate is gone. And if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. I lie awake nights and ponder world troubles. The answer is always the same, that unless man puts an end to his terrible sin, hate will have the world all aflame. What a shame. Even though I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Thank you.
never treats me sweet and gentle the way she should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. Sentimental, not made of wood. I got it bad, and that ain't good. When the weekend's over, Monday rolls around, I end up like I start out, crying my heart out. Lord above me, make her love me the way that she should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. But when the fish are jumping and Friday rolls around, my gal and I, we gin some and pray some, sin some. Lord above me, make her love me the way she should. I got it bad, real bad, and that ain't good.
must be loved. shall say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues. I know the deep blue sea. I've got a right to sing the blues.
Singer Lee Wiley doing I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues from a Mosaic collection of Bunny Berrigan's 1930s recordings. Bunny Berrigan, the trumpeter with whom Lee Wiley had a pretty passionate affair, and she had one also with Victor Young, who was directing the orchestra on that date, recorded in 1933. We'll be hearing more from Lee Wiley in the second hour of the program. Before that, Mel Torme with I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, a song originally from Duke Ellington's 1941 musical Jump for Joy. This recording done in 1956 for Mel's Bethlehem record It's a Blue World, and also available in a recent anthology of Mel Torme's called The Bethlehem Years. Before that, Henry Mancini with something from the Peter Gunn soundtrack, Soft Sounds, recorded in 1958, very late 50s, make out pad sound to that tune. We started off with Oscar Brown Jr.'s Please Send Me Someone to Love, Percy Mayfield song that he recorded in 1962 for his album In a New Mood. We'll be hearing from Nat King Cole and Dizzy Gillespie in the next set. We'll start off with a duet, guitarist and bassist Jim Hall and Ron Carter doing St. Thomas on Afterglow. Thank you.
Just seem to disappear, making believe you're here. Each night when I sit down to dine, you're in the chair across from mine. Your smile erases every tear, making believe you're here. The photograph you tore in half is back in the frame again. But once a heart is torn apart, it's never the same again. This lonely dream I'm clinging to is not at all like holding you, and yet it's all that I can do until you do appear. I've got to make believe you're here. The photograph you tore in half is back in the frame again. But once a heart is torn apart, it's never the same again. This lonely dream I'm clinging to is not at all like holding you, and yet it's all that I can do until you do appear. I've got to make believe you're here.
Dizzy Gillespie doing Out of the Past, a composition by Benny Golson, who also played tenor sax on that date, recorded in 1957 from the Verve Phillips Dizzy Gillespie Small Group Sessions on the Mosaic label. I believe that originally came out on an album called The Greatest Trumpet of Them All. Gillespie on trumpet, Henry Coker on trombone, Gigi Grice on alto sax, Pee Wee Moore on baritone sax, Ray Bryant on piano, Tommy Bryant on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. Before that, Nat King Cole doing Making Believe You're Here, recorded with Gordon Jenkins in 1958. Jimmy Van Heusen, Sammy Kahn song. It was originally on Cole's Capitol LP, The Very Thought of You, also included on Stardust, a recent and a gigantic collection of Nat King Cole's late 1950s Capitol recordings. And we started off with guitarist Jim Hall and Ron Carter doing a duet on a calypso that Sonny Rollins had kind of introduced into the jazz canon in 1957, St. Thomas, a live performance from their milestone LP, Alone Together. We'll be hearing from trumpeter Kenny Dorham in the next set, and also something from Smokey Robinson. Yes, Smokey Robinson of Motown fame and Miracles fame. He has a new album of standards out called Timeless Love, and we'll be hearing something off that. We're going to start off with somebody who's been doing standards for a long, long time, Jimmy Scott. This is I Thought About You on Afterglow.
Took a trip on a train. I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding street, moon shining down on some little town with each me, same old dream. At every stop that we made, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, I really felt blue. I peeked through the cracks and looked at the track, the one leading back to you. What did I do? I thought about you. Every stop that we make, about you. But when I pull down the shade, then I really got blue. I peek through the crack, look at the track, the one leading back to you. What did I do? I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars we're under. Oh, is there any wonder I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of weather? This little dream might fade. We'll put our hearts together when we are one. I'm not afraid if there's a cloud above. If it should rain, well, let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love. There I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you. Turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to. Anything, baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Brightest stars that shine up above us in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear, oh. Is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? So tell me why. Stop to think of weather. This little dream might fade. We'll put our hearts together when we are one. I'm not afraid if there's a cloud. If it should rain, well, let it. But for tonight, forget it.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love.
Smokey Robinson doing I'm in the Mood for Love and injecting a bit of Moody's Mood for Love into that, I think, from his new album, Timeless Love. Before that, we heard trumpeter Kenny Dorham doing My Ideal from his 1959 Prestige LP, Quiet Kenny. And we started off with singer Little Jimmy Scott from his milestone album Moonglow doing I Thought About You. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and in the second hour of the program this evening, we're going to be featuring a classic 1956 jazz vocal LP by singer Lee Wiley. The album's called West of the Moon, and Ralph Burns did the arrangements and led the orchestra. Ralph Burns, who was an arranger and pianist for Woody Herman in the late 1940s and went on to a long and distinguished career as a jazz arranger and composer. This is one of two albums that Wiley did for RCA in the mid-1950s, and it's going to be reissued very soon by Mosaic Records. I brought along an older import version that I've had of it for a while. Lee Wiley, who was born in Oklahoma probably around 1910, she gave her birth date as 1915, but supposedly she was actually born in 1910, came to New York in the early 1930s, was married to pianist Jesse Stacy for a while, and kind of became a part of the New York City jazz scene. She made some of the very first songbook recordings in the late 1930s for the Liberty Music Shop. She did albums, or kind of mini albums, folio packets of 78s as they were in those days, of songs by Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hart, and George Gershwin. She really kind of started that trend, which singers like Ella Fitzgerald would really pick up on later on. And she made some very nice records with trumpeter Bobby Hackett for Columbia back around 1950. These records that she did for RCA would really be almost her last studio entries. She'd only do a couple more for the rest of her career before passing away in 1975. But West of the Moon in particular is a marvelous record. Writer Will Friedwald in his book Jazz Singing just raves about it. He says even before Lee Wiley opens her mouth on the first song, the rocking first notes of Ralph Burns' introductory vamp let us know that we're in for something special. Then when Wiley enters on the first few bars of the neglected Irving Berlin tune You're a Sweetheart, we know at once that she and Burns will make good on that promise. Never on any of the 12 songs on this album does either one let us down. Here's Lee Wiley with Ralph Burns doing You're a Sweetheart from West of the Moon on Afterglow.
Thank you. such a blind one, and that was all at sea. I never thought I'd find one half so perfect for me. 'Cause you're a sweetheart, if there ever was one. I'm living at last. Head to toe, you've got me, so I'm spellbound. I don't know if I am heaven or is it Venus insisting that I'm through with a shadow? Is it Venus insisting that I'm through with a shadowy past? I'm hurled up to another world where life is bliss. But this is new.
Have been a wonderful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten. I bet you drove the little girls wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bows. You must have been a beautiful baby, but baby, look at you now. Thank you. a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten. I bet you drove the little girls wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judges' eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow.
singer Lee Wiley from her 1956 RCA album West of the Moon doing Who Can I Turn To, a song that was written by William Ingvick and Alec Wilder. Before that, from the same album, we heard her doing Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren's You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet, a lot of good jazz musicians on this album, also including Barry Galbraith on guitar, and Milt Hinton on bass, among others. Before that, Lee Wiley doing This Is New, a song co-written by Ira Gershwin and Kurt Weill. And we started off with Lee Wiley doing the opening track from West of the Moon, You're a Sweetheart, a song co-written by Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh. Will Friedwald, in his book Jazz Singing, has a lot of really nice things to say about this album. He says, Lee Wiley blows smoke rings, each note a puff that melts into wisp of vibrato. Rhythm is second to tone here, her burnished bittersweet instrument dominating where the beats will fall in a much freer way than had ever been done before. Bud Freeman told her, when you sing, you remind me of the way Bix played. Although she didn't agree, the comparison suggests why she had to wait until the cool 50s to find her most perfect accompanist in Ralph Burns, the modernist arranger associated with Woody Herman's Lester Young-influenced band, and indirectly points up Wiley's similarities with Holiday, who had also picked up on the Beiderbecke influence by way of Lester Young. In fact, Burns gives the entire orchestra a Wiley sound by emphasizing the slightly spacey intervals she loved, and by creating a floating, tranquil ensemble sound that makes you think Wiley is somehow playing all the instruments herself. We'll hear more music now from Lee Wiley's West of the Moon, starting with Can't Get Out of This Mood on Afterglow.
Can't get out of this mood, can't get over this fear.
to the sun. And west to the moon. We'll build a dream house of love, dear. Near to the sun in the day. Near to the moon.
My sugar standing in the rain, and
sugar melted away.
Singer Lee Wiley doing I Left My Sugar Standing in the Rain from her 1956 RCA album West of the Moon, which we're featuring on this edition of Afterglow, a song written by Irving Cahal and Sammy Fain. Before that, Lee Wiley doing East of the Sun, from whence the title came to the album, West of the Moon, following that in the lyric line. Brooks Bowman writing that song, and we started off with another track from West of the Sun, Lee Wiley singing Frank Lesser and Jimmy McHugh's Can't Get Out of This Mood. This album, previously only out in Japan recently on CD, but about to be reissued by Mosaic Records and will be domestically available with a couple of bonus tracks. I understand a single, I think, that Lee Wiley recorded around this time for RCA that wasn't included on the original album. We have a website for the Afterglow program now, afterglow.indiana.edu, and if you go there, you can listen to previous editions of the program and find links to other jazz sites and also see a list of suggested books to read about American popular song and jazz singing, and also listen to a documentary about singer-songwriter Hoagie Carmichael that we have archived on our website, all of that at afterglow.indiana.edu. Right now we're going to continue with more music from this Lee Wiley album, West of the Moon, that we're featuring on Afterglow this evening. This is Moonstruck, Lee Wiley on Afterglow.
Spellbound, bewildered by your charms. Heaven or hellbound, I must be in your arms. Tell me, am I only moonstruck? Or is it really love? Each time you kiss me, why should such bliss be so hard to analyze? Tell me, am I only moonstruck? Distracts me just like a mysterious game. strange new flame. I cannot seem to name. Though I endeavor, I just can't see the light. This thing that attracts me, distracts me, just like a mysterious game. What is this strange new flame? I cannot see. Story of old
this day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension with speed and new invention and things like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple things of life are such they cannot be removed. We must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory. Of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Now, really am in love, and how I'm through playing with fire. It's you whom I desire. All the world can plainly see you're the only one for me.
living up to every vow, keeping out of mischief now, keeping out of mischief now.
Lee Wiley doing Andy Razoff and Fats Waller's Keeping Out of Mischief Now from her 1956 RCA album West of the Moon, recorded with Ralph Burns and his orchestra. From that same album we heard the classic As Time Goes By, written by Herman Hupfeld in 1931, Limehouse Blues, written by Douglas Ferber and Philip Bram, and we started off that set with Moonstruck, co-written by Sam Coslow and Arthur Johnston, again all from Lee Wiley's 1956 RCA album West of the Moon, due to be reissued very soon by Mosaic Records. We'll close with a set of music from the other album Lee Wiley did, this one for RCA in 1957, the arrangements here done by Al Kahn and Bill Finnegan, and she recorded it with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra. Here she is doing the Victor Young tune, 100 Years from Today, Lee Wiley on Afterglow.
Save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you pass them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean? 100 years from today. So laugh and sing, make love the thing. Be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. Good sign, cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. The blues in my heart. that you have gone. I'm left with the blues. Just like a fool, I stop and stare. It's really not the proper thing to do, but maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight along the lonely thoroughfare. It's not the time or place to look for you, but maybe you'll be there. You said your arms would always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to kiss. And after all those things you told me, how can it end like this? Someday if all my prayers are answered, I'll hear a footstep on the with anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be there. Anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door, and maybe you'll be there.
Get you right off my mind, but now I
sunshine. Why'd you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back, or you'll break my heart for me.
Lee Wiley performing Make Believe from her 1957 RCA album A Touch of the Blues with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra. From that same album we heard I Don't Want to Walk Without You, Maybe You'll Be There, Blues in My Heart, and 100 Years from Today. Thanks for joining us this evening on Afterglow. You can listen to previous editions of the program on our website at afterglow.indiana.edu. We'll be back next week at the same time with more jazz, ballads, and American popular song. Our engineer is Dennis Tafe, and I'm David Brent Johnson. Good night.